Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo. Welcome to this in-studio session. We're in our Charlottesville studios today and welcoming Woody Woodworth. Woody is a hard guy to catch up with because he's very busy. He's got a bunch of shows coming up. He's got a new album, and he's got a special event occurring this weekend. He's going to be part of West Free Day coming to the Canal Club in Richmond on Saturday evening. Woody, welcome.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're excited about it. West Freed Day is in celebration of West Freed's life. It's also a benefit to raise money for the West Freed Foundation, which is a scholarship at VCU for young people that want to go study the arts. The Friends of West Freed is an organization that banded together, and they've created the West Freed Foundation. And so the Friends of West Freed is who is hosting this event on Saturday at the Canal Club. Starts at 3 p.m. and it's free, and hopefully we'll raise some money for the foundation.
It's a great lineup, including you and your band, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, but would you like to play a song for us?
Yeah, I'm actually going to do a song that's a West Freed song. So this is a song, it's called Last Call, but it's by West Freed. Thank you for the wine, thank you for the whiskey, I gave you every dime you ever asked of me. I had a good time, but I must be going, my cup is overflowing, that's news to me. If I ever make it out of here, I'll pay the price for all these years. I never said I'd give it all the rest. Night after night, fight after fight, nothing's wrong, but it's alright. Come on, let's get on out of here. I thank you for the wine, thank you for the whiskey, I gave you every dime ever asked of me. I had a good time, but I must be going, my cup is overflowing, but that's news to me. I could use a little friendly persuasion, and I could lose these godforsaken blues. Easiest way was waking up on Sundays, thinking about the ways we died on Mondays. Never had a single thing to lose. I thank you for the wine, thank you for the whiskey, gave you every dime you ever asked of me. I had a good time, but I must be going, my cup is overflowing, but that's news to me. I thank you for the wine, I thank you for the whiskey, I gave you every dime ever asked of me.
That's Woody Woodworth performing in studio at WNRN, a West Free tune, very appropriate because Woody and his band, the Pioneers, are going to be playing at the West Free Day, coming to the Canal Club in Richmond on Saturday, a full day of music starting at 3 o'clock, and an art auction.
That's correct. Yeah, the goal is to raise some money for the West Freed Foundation, and there's going to be some art there that's been online, but it will be also there to bid on, I believe, and opportunity for folks to donate. If you go to friendsofwestfreed.com, there's all the information is there.
So West Freed passed away in 2022, and he's probably best known for his cover art for the Drive-By Truckers albums, most of the Drive-By Truckers albums. But a lot of people might not realize how much involvement he had in music and in arts and other ways.
Absolutely. Wes was an incredible artist from the Shenandoah Valley, Stanton, Waynesboro area. And You know, he went to Richmond to go to school at VCU and do art. But he was an incredible songwriter and musician himself. He was actually the forefront of a lot of movements that happened musically in Richmond, including the Richmond punk scene. He was in a band called Mud Helmet. Then he also started sort of an alt-country revolution in the mid-90s with his band Dirtball. And that's where he went to Athens and met the truckers, and they eventually came to Richmond a lot and made Richmond their second home. But that was through his friendship through his band Dirtball.
Yeah, and I think he got started with, he started the Capital City Barn Dances.
Absolutely. That was another thing that he did was so amazing was the community that he built. A very understated artist in some ways, because it wasn't just his artwork, it was his passion for community and the music scene in Virginia. He was just an incredible artist altogether.
So once again, Woody and his band, the Piners, are going to be playing on Westfried Day. That'll be on Saturday at the Canal Club in Richmond, one of at least 10 bands I see listed starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, including J. Roddy Walston. Woody, would you like to play another song for us?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm going to do a song called The Wild Ones. Left home at 16, running away. Her daddy was a drinker, his hands were cruel and mean. She met a long-haired hippie and headed out of state. Looking for redemption anywhere it came. Her daddy told her stories of what his daddy had done. Full time at the State Farm for making moonshine. Well, it was better to break the law than watch your family starve. Here's to the wild ones always on the run. To the rebel and the dreamer, song is all the same. To the ones with the courage to go against the grain. Here's to the wild ones to go out on their own. Here's to the wild ones dancing to a different. Down in Memphis says he has a dream, and a man dressed in black is singing like a train. Golden LA actress on the silver screen, and a Midwestern poet singing of change. To the rebel and the dreamer, their song is all the same. To the ones with the courage to go up against the grain. Here's to the wild ones
out on their own. Here's two wild ones dancing to a different drum. Here's two wild. Here's two wild.
Woody Woodworth in studio on WNRN. Wild Ones is from the new album Rebels and Dreamers. I guess it's got to qualify as the title song.
It is. I didn't really have a title song. The interesting thing about this record is during the pandemic, I was writing a bunch of tunes. And I put out an album in 2023, which became Outlaws and Saints. And all of these songs were kind of connected in some ways. And so I was working through titles and names. And The Wild Ones was a very important song to me because it was dedicated to my mother and my family, which my roots are here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And so I wrote that song in dedication to her and my grandparents. And so that was a very special song, and I felt like it deserved to have recognition in the title. So I just took some of the chorus lines and made the title with it.
Yeah, it's a great choice. Do you have other songs that you've written during that same time that are going to come out later, or have you kind of tapped out all those?
I tapped out those, but I am working on new music. We started in December, and there's some that carried over a little bit. These were important to me just because of some of these songs I had written actually earlier than the pandemic. I had started prior to it, and it carried over, and I just felt like they all kind of went together. And it's funny how songs find each other in some ways. But the tail end of the carryover songs that we as a band have been playing out and will be on my next record, hopefully coming out next year.
That sounds good. Woody Woodworth and the Piner is going to be playing on Saturday. It's part of the West Fried Memorial Scholarship Fund's West Fried Day. It's coming to the Canal Club in Richmond. It's a benefit trying to raise money for a scholarship to VCU. It includes Woody Woodworth and the Piners, J. Roddy Walston, and a bunch of other bands starting 3 o'clock in the afternoon. How did you get involved in this benefit to start with?
I'm not quite a full-time musician at this point, and some of my day job is doing project management, strategic planning work. And so they had known about some work I had been doing with Wes Fried. We were going to try to work to put out one of his old punk albums from Mudhelmet. And some of the members of the board for Friends of Wes Fried reached out, and we started just trying to see where I could help them get organized, and I just kind of donated some time to that. They've done an excellent job of bringing this event together, but also hosting other events. They had an art show in Waynesboro this past year, and they're just doing whatever they can to help raise money for a scholarship to honor the legacy of Wes Fried. And I felt like it was a worthy cause to be a part of.
And once again, West Fried Day is coming to the Canal Club in Richmond on Saturday. It features about 10 bands. There's also an art auction. Woody, do you have time to play us another song?
I do. I'd love to play a song that you all have been playing so generously on the radio. It's a song called Poor Man's Gold.
I was born in a Carolina hurricane, round mid-July in the pouring rain. Never had $1 to my name. Well, I was raised on biscuits, beans and rice. I ain't never had nothing in my whole damn life. Never had $1 to my name. Well, I've been working like a mule since the day I was born. I'll keep a working like this until the cows come home. L-I-V-I-N like a D-O-G. Well, it's 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. I can't get this monkey off of my back. Never had $1 to my name. Well, life ain't worth a damn if you ain't got nothing to show. You can light it up and you can smoke it. You can drink it till it's gone. You can spend your whole life working your fingers to the bone, trading a rich man's dollar for a poor man's gold. I've been working over. time trying to pay my bills, living on coffee, whiskey, and pills. Every dollar that I make goes down a drain. Well, it's two steps forward and three steps back. I can't get this monkey off of my back. Never had $1 to my name. Well, life ain't worth a damn if you ain't got nothing to show. You can light them up and you can smoke it and you can drink it till it's gone. You can spend your whole life working your fingers to the bone, trading a rich man's dollar for a poor man's gold. Till it's gone. And you can spend your whole life working your fingers to the bone, trading a rich man's dollar for a poor man's gold. I keep trading a rich man's dollar for a poor man's gold.
Woody Woodworth in studio on WNRN, coming from our Charlottesville studios, a song from his new Rebels and Dreamers album. Woody, I love the lyrics in that song.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that.
Now, let's remind everybody again, Woody Woodworth and the Pioneers are going to be playing as part of West Freed Day, coming to the Canal Club in Richmond on Saturday. That's not your only chance to see him in the Commonwealth. He'll be back in Richmond on May 24th. Friday Cheers, I think, on Browns Island.
That's correct. Friday Cheers is our first appearance on Friday Cheers.
Oh, that's great. And on June 6th at the Foundry in Waynesboro, the Basic City Beer Company.
We're excited about that. We've never been there before.
You're going to love
that
place.
It's a great venue, and we're hoping to bring a bunch of people there and introduce Woody Woodworth and the Pioneers to the Waynesboro-Stanton area.
That should be a great fit. Their album, Rebels and Dreamers, is available on all your favorite streaming services. And they've got an earlier album called Outlaws and Saints that you can find out there as well. Woody, thanks so much for coming in today.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. And thanks for supporting, you know, artists and making original music. We really appreciate that.
It's our pleasure. Big thanks to Matt and Michaelin and Jeff for their audio and video engineering support. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.